I thought that being we're approaching the time of year that's specifically set aside to focus on the tragedy of the Churbonos and what that means to us, and probably more pointedly what we can do about it. And that's really the tachlis of everything, is to get out of this golus, especially with the realization that everything that we go through and have gone through the last close to 2,000 years was all a factor of the golus, whether it's the communal things or the individual things. We don't have the access to the Shari Shomayim that we used to have. We don't have the same His karavus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in a matzav of Hester ponim. We don't have the guidance of the magnitude and the level that we used to have. And therefore, all of the ensuing, imagine the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Goyin says that everybody had a private novi. You have to make a decision. One knows, should buy this house or that house, this car or that car, this business deal or that business deal. Which school should you send your kids to? A private novi. To everything. Mamish, like, you know, it was a different world. Some even say, I guess it's real, that one of the reasons that we don't have that today is because if we had that and we still conducted ourselves the way we do, then we'd really be in trouble. So, you know, be that as it may, what we have and what we don't have is all a factor of the churban. So the question is, in the context of what we do here, whether enhanced bitochin could have made a difference in the churban bayis rishon, in the churban bayis sheni. How could it have made a difference? And I guess by analyzing that, if we analyze that, we could have a better sense of the expansive powers of bitochin. And the truth of the matter is, we could really start from the other end and see the power of bitochin. We say every Shabbos, Chapispailus, how Klal Yisrael continues to say it every single week, Mimkoimcho Malkeinu Sofia, V'simloicholeinu, from your place you should appear and, you know, establish your malchus on us, that we should recognize it. We're waiting for you. We haven't given up hope. 2,000 years in the Golos that we haven't given up hope. It's a tremendous credit to Klal Yisrael. Tremendous credit to Klal Yisrael. It's such a nesoyon. So many years, again and again and again and again. And walking into gas chambers and singing and saying, Ani ma'amin b'bi'as ha-moshiach. Ani ma'amin b'chias ha-mesim. It's like, not shaykh. It bespeaks the godless of Klal Yisrael. We say it every day in Shmon Esrei. We say, Estzemach dovid abducho meheiro satzmiach. V'karnoi tor mishu asecho. Tzemach dovid should arise. The Mashiach should arise. Mi beis dovid. Ki lishuoscho kivino kol hayom. Because all day long, we are engaged in hoping for the Yeshua. It's the Yeshua of the Geula, whether it's the personal Yeshua, some Mefarshim, but either way, we're Metzapim or Mechakim LiYeshua, and that's a schus that could bring about the end of the Golos. So we definitely see that the Bitochen can be influential and should be influential in the ending of the Golos. But let's analyze the other side of it. In the Churban, could it have been more influential? Could it have averted the Churban? So to do that, I think the first thing we have to do is to clarify the causes of the Churban. Now the truth of the matter is, when it came to Churban Bayis Rishon, the Novi Yirmiyah tells us that nobody knew. Almeo of the Horetz, the Novi says, the Nevi'im didn't know, the Chachom, who could figure out? Meo of the Horetz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally brought us into Eretz Yisrael. And we built the Beis HaMikdosh. And this was the crowning glory, the, the Zohar says that the day that the Beis HaMikdash was dedicated was the day that Shlomo HaMelech composed Shir HaShirim, and that was like the song that expressed the ultimate fulfillment of the tachlis of creation. Hashem created a world with a purpose, with a mission. There were some adjustments that were made. And finally, the Klal Yisrael was the light unto the nations, is coming to the Beis HaMikdash to really shed light on the Kovod Shomayim and the Hashoras Hashchina for the whole world. And that was like the epitome. The world's purpose had been achieved. And why was that destroyed? Nobody could figure it out. Ad Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Al Ozum Estoirosi Asher Nasati B'Soichom. They've forsaken the Torah. Now, here, Chazal explain a few different things. The Maisa we find in Chazal that the Averis that were the Goyrim of the Chur Meis HaBikash Vagidarayas Shvichas Domim and Avedah Zoro. Gimel Averis Chamuris. But it seems from Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been mevater on that and allowed the Beis HaMikdash to stand. Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Gilarayas Shvichas Domim Avedah Zoro v'loi viter al Ovam Bittul Torah. But on the Bittul Torah, I would say the Bittul of the Torah, no, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be mevater. The Beis HaMikdash had to be destroyed. We could not overlook the Gimel Aviras Chamuris in the context of the Bittul Torah. And the Chazal explained what the Novi says, Al Ozom Estorosi, that means the Gemara Nedarim says, Shalom Berchu BaTorah Tchila. He didn't say Berchus HaTorah. People want to say that, not that they necessarily didn't say Berchus HaTorah, but they didn't realize that Torah is different from other Chochmas. We make a Brocha on mathematics and on science and on history and this, you don't make a brocha. That's chokhmah. This is das kel elyon. This is in a league by itself. This is the blueprint of creation. This is the tachlis of creation. This is Yisroel ve'erais of akud shabrichu chadu. This is something different. And if we didn't say that brocha with the proper chashivos hashabuch harbonu mikol ha'amim ve'nosan lono esterosoi, then that's not shaykh. Then we miss the whole point. Then if there would have been the Chashivas HaTorah, there wouldn't have been Bittul Torah, there would have been Averas Chamurois, we would have turned around, we would have done Shuvah, we would have changed the Moyer Shabom Machzir Lemut, Alavai Shaoisi Yozvu Terosi Shamoru, Shamor Shabom Machzir Lemut, that light that emanates from the Torah would have brought us back. But with the Bittul Torah, not just the Bittul Torah, but the Bittul Birchas HaTorah, not just the Bittul Birchas HaTorah, but the Bittul of the Chashivos HaTorah, that was it. That the Klal Yisrael could not continue in that matzah. That matzah, the Beis HaMikdash couldn't serve its purpose. The purpose had to be aborted, because without the Chashivos HaTorah, all that you have in the Beis HaMikdash could have been lost. And the truth of the matter is that the Sipurnu says in a very telling comment, when it says that you have to come and eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk says, you bring the Maaser Sheni to eat in Yerushalayim, Leman Tilma Leyiras Hashem Elokecha Kol Hayomim. Yerushalayim is the source of Yerushalayim. So that we should learn to fear Hashem Kol Hayomim, you have to eat the Maaser Sheni. You come, you bring your sandwich, you sit outside, you sit in Yerushalayim, and you picnic, you know, and you have your Maaser Sheni, and that's the source of Yerushalayim. But it's interesting, the Sipurnu says, why? Sheshom hoyo habezdin hagodol lehovinu lehoiris. The source of Yerushalayim was Yerushalayim. The factor in Yerushalayim that caused in Yerushalayim to cause this Yerushalayim was the Bezdin HaGodol Lehovin Lohiris. They came, the Torah, the Bezdin HaGodol. That was the greatest Hashpah. And think about it, that's greater than Hashpah of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohanim Ba'avidosum and the Leviim B'Shirom U'Vizimrom. And there's a Hashoras Hashchino in the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen Godol recites the Shema B'Foyrish. Though that wasn't on the Yom Tovim when they brought the Maaser Sheni. The Maaser Sheni other times too. But Shisham Hoya HaBezen HaGodol Lohom Lohiris. Because the Torah is the source of Yerushalayim. And not only that. I remember hearing from my Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva, many years ago, he asked a good kasha. He said, every city had a bezin of Chof Gimel. Every city had its own bezin. Chof Gimel were able to pass in Dinei Nefoshes. Why'd they have to go schlep to Yerushalayim for Yerushalayim? He says, there's a greater bezin there. There's greater Torah there. There's more, they're deeper, they're greater Talmid HaChomim. Greater source of Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim emanates from the Torah. So if there's bittel Torah, if they weren't machshiv the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't be mevater even on the Gimel Averis Chamuris anymore. Because the oven of bittel Torah means that the Klal Yisrael has corrupted itself. The Klal Yisrael has destroyed itself. The source of Yerushalayim is gone. But it's interesting that there is an alternative schus even to Yerushalayim. That's the pasuk. We have many psukim we mentioned from the Chofetz Chaim not too long ago. One pasuk is Ein Hashem El Yireov Lam Yachalim Lechastoy. Hashem looks favorably in judgment on the Yirei Hashem, the God-fearing people. Kama, the Chofetz Chaim says, Lam Yachalim Lechastoy. And to those, it's a separate. It's not Hamiyachalim. It's not the Yirei Hashem who are also the Miyachalim Lechastoy. There's two kithas. There's the Yirei Hashem. They have a tremendous schus. And they're also, there's also the Miyachalim Lechastoy. The Miyachalim Lechastoy, they're not necessarily Yirei Hashem. But they're waiting for the Hashem's chesed. They have that Dveikus Hashem. They have that closeness to Hashem. They have that connection to Hashem. They can achieve the next pasuk says Lahatzim Lov Snapshum Lachayusam Barov. And many psukim like that we have it in also. We have Loibig Vursasus Yechlas Loibishik Reitza Hashem Es Yireyov Es HaMiyachalim Lachastoy. The Chofetz Chaim there says too, there's the Yirei Hashem and there's the Miyachalim Lachastoy. And that is, so it comes out that Bitochoin, it can provide an alternative even to the Yerushalayim. So had the Klal Yisrael, and this of course this is all conjecture, but the koyach of bitochen is such that it's lahatzil mimovis nafshom lachayosam barov to people who didn't necessarily have Yerushalayim, but they had bitochen. Bitochen has the power to elevate a person to such high level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it even bypasses the... It doesn't mean, of course, the pshat probably is that the bitochen will eventually lead to the Yerushalayim too. Because once you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you find you have that tight relationship with Him, you're gonna vinishvi, you're gonna end up doing what He wants you to do, and that's what it's all about. But that's an alternative path. So it could very well be that the strengthened bitochen could have made a difference in the churban bayis rishon in accomplishing or in alternating or creating an alternative route to the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an alternative route to the Yerushalayim. And the Torah, if the Torah is the source of the Yerushalayim, so then the Yerushalayim was a problem, and that problem could have been ameliorated or could have been alternated with this Bitochen. So Bitochen could have theoretically made the difference. And that stems with what we mentioned at the beginning, because we know Ki Machakim Anachnu Loch is a schus that Hashem should be moifia and bring the Mashiach. We know ki lishuos chukivino kol ayoim is a schus that Tzemach Dovid Abduchor should raise and that the Mashiach should come. So it all connects. So the Bitochen could have had the power to make the difference in the churban. The Seis I'm sure they had Bitochen too, but higher, 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 greater, 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 infinite levels of Bitochen could have made a difference. And we see today that Adayim, that Bitochen could make the difference in bringing about the Geula. We say in that merit, that could make the difference. So Bitochen has this endless, endless koyach, endless power that can accomplish anything. Ad kedei kach, that we know, we've mentioned here, that the Goyin writes that the Iker of the Nesinas HaTorah LeYisrael was kedei sheyivtuchu b'Hashem. That's in Mishlei Chofei. So, if that's what the Nesinas HaTorah is about, that's the ego of the Nesinas HaTorah. So even if there was something lacking in the Torah, we would have had the Bitochen could have made all the difference. That's one one Churban Bayis Rishon. Let's talk for a moment about Churban Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Sheni, Bayis Sheni was really an extension of Bayis Rishon. It never really replicated the grandeur and glory of the Bayis Rishon. But and the Golus is also like an extension of the first Golus. It's considered, well, it's a separate Golus, but it's considered, you know, all a repercussion of the Churban Bayis Rishon. But the Churban Bayis Sheni had its own unique issue. And that was what Chazal tell us in the Sinas Chinam. So we read out Kamsa Bar Kamsa, Sinas Chinam, jealousy and petty hatred and rivalry and the petty frictions that exist between people and the terribly devastating damage that they could do. From one little lack of inviting someone to a Suda came out, you know, Mamish, came out the Churban itself. So Sinas Chinam and Chametz Chaim, of course, extends this and says Lashon Hara too. Lashon Hara is included in that because Lashon Hara, once there's Sinas Chinam, there's Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is a product of Sinas Chinam. You know, if you like some the person that you love, you don't talk Lashon Hara about. You know. Now, when you think about that, what can be more powerful in avoiding, averting, correcting Sinas Chinam than Bitochem Hashem? Why? Because Bitochem Hashem puts a different focus on life. I'm not jealous of you. Whatever I have has nothing to do with you. It's all from Hashem. The Baal Bitochem knows that everything is from Hashem. The Baal Bitochem wants something. I don't need you not to have it in order for me to have it. There's no jealousy. All comes from Hashem. If I get hurt, it comes from Hashem. If you hurt me, it also comes from Hashem. Because you couldn't hurt me unless it was so nigzar min hashamayim. Yes, you had this rotzon to choose to do it. Meila, for your private thoughts that you think in your heart, all right, that I could be Michael, you know what I mean? But you didn't do anything. What do you mean I didn't do anything? I hurt you, I shot you, I hit you, I stopped. No, you didn't do anything. No, shum shaykhes. It's all nigzar min hashamayim. That Baal Bitochen, who recognizes that everything in his life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is nothing else, there is no other force. Ein oin milvadoi. There's nothing. Nobody can do anything. Nobody can hurt me. And nobody can help me. It's kimat. It's really me and the Rabbeinu Shalom in this world, functioning almost all alone. Everybody is interacting, but that's only on a very superficial level. Person comes to that realization. What are you getting jealous about? What do you hate the guy? But this guy, you know what he did? You know what he... Couldn't cause you anything. Couldn't do anything. Couldn't affect you in the slightest. It's all min hashamayim. That's like the Gemara. The Gemara says by Reb Chanina ben Doiso, where this Reb Chanina ben Doiso was the one that his the word that was always in his mouth is Ein Oid Milvadoi. That was his theme song. Ein Oid Milvadoi. There is no other koyach. This woman says she wants to do kishuf. She wants to take some dirt or something and make some kishuf to hurt him, to kill him. Vakasha. Ein Oid Milvadoi ksiv. Lo yitistayich milsech. You're not going to be successful. Ein Oid Milvadoi. Or even ask the kasha. The Gemara says, why is it called kshofim? Because makhishim pavale shomaylo. That the kshofim do have an ability to argue or to contradict even decisions min hashamayim. So why wasn't he afraid? He says no shiny Reb Chanina the nofish schusay. Chanina was different. He had such schusim, and the Nefesh HaChaim explains not that he was relying on his schusim as a tzaddik, but his focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so total and complete. Such a ein ol mavado, such a sense of bitochen in Hashem that it's only Hashem, but there is no other koyach, and you can take your kshofim and do whatever you want with them, but you cannot touch me. Your kshofim, if Hashem wants to take me, he'll take me, and if he doesn't, he doesn't, and you have zero power over me. That's the greatest koyach. That's makhishim pamalishim. That's above makhishim pamalishim. Even though kshuvim can introduce an agav, I think the way that works is it invokes a new din Torah, because you can't really go against what was nigzar. But you can say, oh, this guy, you know, well, maybe he's not worthy. Maybe let's judge him now since Yom Kippur, see what he did. But that's a different discussion. But there's no koyach. Einoid mavadoi. So when a person has that einoid mavadoi, beinu l'chaveroi, I'm going to take from somebody something. I'm going to cheat somebody. I'm going to lie to some. What? There's only one concern, and that's the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the concern with the Rebbeinu Shalom is to do what he wants. I don't have to worry about what I want. I don't have to worry about anybody. I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to worry about anyone's ill design or desires on me, because it's all Einoid Mavadoi. So then, theoretically, it would seem that this Bitochin, this Einoid Mavadoi, could have had the ability to avert the second Churban Beis Hamikdash also. Because if instead of being jealous of someone not inviting me, as the one example the Gemara gives, to his Sudo or whatever other petty jealousies I might have, but it's all to Hashem. It's all from Hashem, and it's all for the good. In other words, in reality, Kol ma de Oved Rachmona letavovit, and this is Oved Rachmona, not you, because you only have the ability to think, to desire, to want to do, to choose to desire. But Hakol b'dei Shemayim chutz mi yira Shemayim, everything is b'dei Shemayim, except the yira Shemayim means the decision to do good or to do bad. So you know something? I should be thanking you, because what you did for me was good. You hurt me. That was good. Thank you. Shkoyach. Imagine what an upside down world there really would be if a person had that sense of true bitochon b'Hashem. You hurt me. You mamish. You embarrassed me. You stole from me. You insulted me. You beat me up. You whatever you did. Shkoyach. Look what you did for me. It's all in Hashemayim. It's all from Hashem. You didn't do anything. Number one. And if anything, your desire to do bad was really the agent, or you were at least the agent, that brought around that which Hashem wanted for me, which is called Mad de Ovir Rachmona, which is always for the good. So I think that, just like everything else in life, that if we have this outlook of Einod Mavadoi, and this outlook of everything is from Hashem, and this outlook of that I rely on Hashem for everything, and I refuse to look any other place, and I refuse to give up hope, and I know it's all from Him, and I know everything He does is for the good, and I know He does everything. There's no resentment, there's no pettiness there. We're all friends. It's all good. It's my mission. It creates a unity amongst Klal Yisrael that really, you know, could have potentially, I don't know, but could have potentially avoided the Churban. And today, we know it would be the same thing. Imagine if everybody recognized that everything is from Hashem. That means everything that I don't like about my friend, and everything that he does inappropriately to me, and everything that happens to me, and every petty jealousy that I have as well. No shaykhis to you. No shaykhs to what you do. No shaykhs to the things that you have. What you have doesn't affect me. It's all between me and the Rebbeinu Shalom. And if it's between me and the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's all good. Who could be upset at anybody? Who could be angry? Who could? So really, the world would have, I assume, and can have, I believe, a whole different surah had we been on the appropriate, or had we worked to achieve the appropriate level of bitochon b'Hashem. And the power of bitochon is beyond anything that we can imagine. And therefore, I would just conclude with one very simple thought. You know, as we look at these times and think tomorrow, Shavuos B'Tammuz, terrible things started to happen to Klal Yisrael. The process of the Churban started, and additional other tragic things that happened. We find it in the slichas of that we're going to say, and we look, we're still in that same golus, we're still in that same hester ponim, we're still suffering the sometimes more, sometimes less, communal things, communal threats, communal dangers, individual things, individual problems, illness, and we're surrounded by tzoros. After everything is said and done, with all the good that we have that surrounds us, there's still so much that challenges us. And we want to have an impact on that. We want to see if we can't do something to change it. So what we do is, on especially on a tainus, when we can feel, this is the, you know, anniversaries have a very special koyach. This is the day. It's a day, happened close to 2,000 years ago, but this is the day. There's an association. I assume there's a mystical concept there too, but certainly on a psychological level, this is the time, this is the day. You know, it's, we remember, we relive, we connect, we reconnect. So we have an opportunity to turn to Hashem. We fast, we daven, we pray to Hashem that He should help us and get us out of the tzoras that we suffer. At the end of the Anenu, when we ask Hashem, Anenu, B'yom Tam Tzom Taniseinu, Terem Nikro Eleinu, Terem Nikro Elecho Anenu, Ki Ato Hashem Ho'oine Be'eis Tzoro, Poide U'matzil Be'eis Tzoro B'tzuko. We express at the end of the request a statement of bitachon. You are Hashem. You're the Oine Be'eis Tzoro. That's what you do. Poide U'matzil Be'kol Eis Tzoro B'tzuko. That's your thing. We're counting on you. And we invoke this bitochen as an addition and maybe as a powerful backup or maybe even a strong alternative or dimension to the tefillahs that we ask. And for this, I would just like to mention again the Orach Chaim HaKodesh in Parshas B'Shalach, where the Orach Chaim on the Pasuk Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Vatitzak Elai Davar al Bnei Yisrael V'Yisol. So the Orach Chaim asks the question, he says, Matitzak Elai, that's what Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you crying to me for? Davar al Bnei Yisrael V'Yisol, tell him to go. Crying to, who else should I cry to? Well, this is the, you're the Shemei Atfila, you're the one I talk to, you're the, well, what's going on over here? So the Orach Chaim says that there, it seems there was a kittrig on the Klal Yisrael, that the Satan must have been authorized or capable of interfering with the tefillahs. Tefillah will not work now under these circumstances. They came from Avi Zoro, whatever, they're not going to work. But there is an alternative that can work even beyond the power of tefillah, and that's their emunah and bitochon. And when they strengthen their emunah and bitochon, they go davar el bnei Yisrael v'yisol. They go into this raging sea, trusting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save them. That can save them, where nothing else, even tefillah, even the power of tefillah, even the power of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, would not be able to save them. So I suggest that as we approach the days of the 3 weeks and the days of gradations of Avelus, it starts small, then it gets to the 9 days, then it gets to the Shavuot Shechalbay, and finally the Tisha B'Av itself. So we turn with tefillah to Hashem. We ask Hashem to, you know, get us out of this matzav already. You know, in the pain of the fast and in the pain of the mourning, we begin to open our eyes to remind ourselves that, hey, we're suffering. You know, you can get used to anything. In Yiddish, there's a statement, Mezol nish geprüft werden, zu was me ken geweint werden. We shouldn't have to test all the things we can get used to. You can get used to anything. They say sometimes about people, they're suffering so much, when you take them out of their suffering, they're miserable. Because I'm so used to suffering. That's my whole perspective in life. That's what my life is all about. So as we become immune, we forget about it, but now we focus on the suffering. When we deprive ourselves of food and drink, then we're focusing on the suffering. We're paying attention to the suffering. We're telling ourselves, look what happens. Look what happened to us. Look at the golus we're in. And we want to do something about it. So we turn to Hashem b'tfila. But if we would enhance and back up and underscore that tefillah with Kator Hashem Ho'oine Be'ez Tzoro Poide U'matzil B'chol Eiz Tzoro B'tzuka, that we have a koyach even beyond the koyach of tefillah. So it's yitochen to say that the power of bitochen could have had a hashpah in the shortcomings of the first Churban Bayis, and it could have had a hashpah in the shortcomings of the second Churban Bayis, and it can certainly have a hashpah in the shortcomings that we have today, both in the Chashivus HaTorah and all those things reminiscent of the first Bayis, and in the Siras Chidom and Loshon Hara and the human pettiness and friction that we have in this, from the Churban of the second Bayis. And the bitochen can directly affect and impact and resolve and improve and change all of these things. So if that's the case, if we strengthen our bitochen, then we have really an opportunity and a very, very positive and maybe even very aggressive means of bringing about a resolution to this golus, which is something that everybody can identify with the need that has to happen because of your need.